The Hanover County Airport is one of the thousands of small general aviation airports around the country. It's just outside Richmond, Virginia's airspace. No air traffic controllers. Radio in and they'll tell you which way the wind is blowing. After that, you're on your own. Things have been unnaturally quiet at Hanover for several days. Flightline supervisor John Merton says there was no business at all. It's a little better now.
We have four or five barons here that fly checks for the banks. And they began to fly, so we started picking up some fuel sales and things like that. That was the only thing we had initially, with a few charters coming in. Seems like the charter business is up since this incident.
How do you figure that?
Well, I think some people that are flying versus flying on a commercial airlines feel much safer on a chartered plane, where they know there's only going to be the people they know on the aircraft. They don't have to worry about getting hijacked or anything like that.
On a day with brilliant blue skies stacked with cumulus clouds, Wayne Bullock couldn't stay away from the airport. He keeps a biplane at Hanover. He flies in aerobatic competitions. Freedom of the skies means just that to Wayne Bullock, and he's chafing at restrictions grounding small planes.
I've literally been able to go where I wanted to go when I wanted to go, and we've always followed the rules very carefully. It's a very big part of my life. It would be like saying fishermen can no longer fish. So that was a devastation, and that's all pretty selfish, I guess. But at the same time, there were an awful lot of airplanes that were just grounded, and for a number of days, no one knew whether we'd ever start them up or fly them again.
Small planes are not allowed to fly freely over the center of many major cities now, nor can they fly over sports stadiums or areas where there are congregations of people. Wayne Bullock is an investment broker, but he's been flying since he's 16, and he says if he gets back in the air, he'll fly as long as the doctors will let him. Another man whose day job is construction, but whose heart is clearly in flying, stopped by to tell his friends at the airport about being called up by the Virginia Air Guard. Jeff Powers is a crew chief maintaining F-16 fighters, which are patrolling on homeland defense. This is something he says he may be doing for a while.
I can't say that it's in writing, but we have been notified that we can be called up from 2 to 10 years right now.
Active duty.
Yes, ma'am.
Life has changed for all three of these men, for whom flying is a livelihood or a hobby, or in all three cases, a passion. The attacks on the U.S. have largely sidelined John Mertens and Wayne Bullock, but not Jeff Powers, who is pleased to be able to do something about what happened.
It really bothers me. I'm very much a patriot at heart, and that's why if the military needs me for 2, 4, 6, 10, 12, 20 more years, I'm going to stay there until they say, hey, you can go back to do whatever you want to do. But right now, what I want to do is the military, and I want to do our home patrolling that we've been doing. And if that's what it takes to do it for 10 years, then that's what I'll do.
Jeff Powers, who is a crew chief, taking care of F-16s for the Virginia Air Guard. We also talked to Flightline Supervisor John Mertens and investment broker and acrobatic flyer Wayne Bullock at the Hanover County Airport, a few miles outside Richmond.